And on the wheel, the steel part that went around the outside.
Hub van.
And you had spokes like this, and then the wooden part out here at the end of the spokes.
That was the tire went on that, but what were they? The spokes were fast, the wood that the spokes were fastened in, and then the iron tire.
The fellers.
Hmm?
The fellers.
Yes, but I say I had forgotten what they were called.
Fix that, doesn't it? Then if you have one horse, and you're going to hitch him up, and you back him up to this bar, what do you call a bar?
You have one horse, and you're going to hitch him up, and you back him up to a bar.
There's a piece, a little piece of wood line goes across, you know, and the hand, the hand, the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. That's a sandal tree.
Sandal tree.
So you mentioned the hames. Now, what are the hames?
Well, I made a mistake when I said hames. I meant the tubs that you hook onto each end of that sandal tree, you know. The hames, you know, would go around the collar on the horse's neck. And the tubs and open the hames back to the single tree or double trees or whatever.
It was a single tree here, and then if there's another one over here, this is a double tree.
Well, where you use two, you know, two horses, there was one on the side. Uh-huh.
And each of these is a single tree, and it
the, and then
a
they just
tree.
Had one, you know, for one horse.
Uh-huh.
I think you just drove one horse.
And if you want to put all this stuff on a horse, what do you say you do?
Hard it, put the harness on it.
And then when you get him harnessed, if you attach the harness to a log, what do you say he does to the log?
Well, you pull it, drag it where you want it to move to.
And if you take him out to turn over soil in a field, you'd say you do it with a...
Plow. That's turning plow. Turns soil over.
And after that's done, if you want to break up the, well, if you use a plow, what are those things that he turns over? What do you call those?
Furrows.
And then after that, do you use another implement to smooth out?
Well, they usually harrow the ground after they turn the furrows over before they plant it. Break those clots all up to turn over.
Around the house, did you have a wooden rack for sawing boards? Had a frame, something like this, and more like this, I should say.
No.
Leg there, and a leg there, and one there, and one there, and this board across. And did you have another one like this for sawing planks or plywood?
Let's see, they call that a sawhorse, didn't they? And that's what they used to call them.
Down by the creek, you probably had a lot of trees, but did you have a lot of this low-growing stuff?
You mean the bushes or brush?
Uh-huh.
Well, some, yes.
Did you have any of that stuff that made you itch when you got around it? Those vines?
There was poison oak, we called poison vines on the creek.
Poison ivy. He's a new coy, isn't he?
He had it when he